This piece was brought to you by Consider Bardwell. ConsiderBardwellFarm.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
Everyone is talking about local food these days, but when was the last time you actually went to a farm?
Farms are a little intimidating to visit. You know, they aren't like a supermarket, and they don't necessarily have all kinds of user-friendly things like a sign and a really flat paved road and somebody to greet you as soon as you show up. You know, they're a little rough around the edges, and so they're a little intimidating.
That was Maria Reitelbach, a Hudson Valley artist who wants to make local farms more fun and accessible to everyone. Maria's new Kickstarter project, Stick to Local Food, proposes making an interactive map of 20 local farms in the Rondout area of the Hudson Valley. If funded, she plans to pass it out to community centers, hotels, and schools in the area.
I love eating local food, and I would love to see our local farms thrive. These are old-fashioned kinds of maps with little pictures that show different kinds of industry throughout the country or activities, you know, like people skiing in Colorado or milk bottles in upstate New York or apples in Washington. I think it would be really fun to go around, and farms can give out free stickers, and it'll be sort of like a scavenger hunt, and you can go around and fill in these mysterious silhouettes that are on the map and find out what the sticker looks like when you get to the farm. And that was one of the things that inspired me. And the other thing that inspired me was that in the Rondout Valley here, which is a part of the Hudson Valley, we have an amazing group of farms. We have really great soil, and we have really great, fun farms.
Maria has been working with Rondout Valley Farms for about 8 years. She is the artist in residence at Kelder's Farm. Kelder's Farm is a 200-year-old family farm where Maria has built an edible miniature golf course and Chomsky the giant garden gnome. She also serves as the vice president of the Rondout Valley Growers Association and has lived full-time in the Rondout Valley since 2012. Maria thinks small farms have great potential to be exciting, educational places for children and families to visit because...
Well, there's really a lot of fun things to do on these farms. The Lionsville Sugar House, where they make maple syrup, you can see all the trees that they tap, and you can see where they boil the sap down into the syrup. Stone Ridge Orchard, you can walk through the orchards and see all the apples and pears ripening. You can pick them when they're in season. At Kelder's Farm, you can pick all kinds of fruits and vegetables. There's an edible miniature golf course, and you can cut your way through the edible miniature golf course and nibble on anything that's ripe. At Flying Change Farm, you can see horses. At Barthel's Market, you can get freshly homemade pie with local produce.
The other goal of this campaign is to advertise for these farms cheaply. Chris Kelder is the owner of Kelder's Farm, where Maria designed homegrown mini golf and Chomsky the giant garden gnome. He puts it simply when he says,
if you look at the world, there's a lot of stuff that are bombarding consumers every day through the media, through high-priced ad campaigns, and we don't have the deep pockets that some of the larger companies have. So any way we can get our word out there in kind of a symbiotic method is great.
This desire for cooperation is why Maria is using Kickstarter for Stick to Local Food. She hopes to raise money for distribution, design, and printing of the map, so that she can keep costs low for the farmers. The campaign only lasts until June 2nd, and they need just another $1,000 or so to be fully funded. If they do not reach their funding goal, all donations will be returned and they will be back to square one. Maria and the farmers she's working with are passionate about using art to advocate for the promotion of local agriculture. She believes that if she can do her little bit to help, it could have a great impact on the future of food in America.
Food in America. Oh, well, you know, my future vision is that we develop a way to make healthy, fresh food available to everyone, not just people who can afford to pay for it, but that we help, you know, make it reasonably priced enough that everybody can buy it. And that means we're going to have to be developing agriculture. It means that we're going to have to be showing people that it's important to spend their money on food, maybe to spend more than they're spending now. And I want everybody to know their farmer. That's kind of utopian, but I feel so happy knowing all these local farmers. You know, not all of them are warm and fuzzy. They're a pretty tough crowd, some of them, but they really care and they work really hard and they're really good at what they do. And it makes me feel really happy when I can call them friends.
If you think Maria's project sounds exciting, or want to donate before June 2nd, you can check out the Kickstarter at the link in the description. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.